honestly really think there was a moment or a time where I was like, that's what I want to do. I think just the more I worked in it, the more I loved it. And of course, when you get to come to work at a baseball field and that's your office, I mean, it's hard to complain about that. So just some of the experiences that you get to have and the time that you get to spend out here, it just makes you really appreciate where you are. And, you know, I work every day to try to not only just maintain that position, but continue growing and continue developing in my career and helping the industry move forward.
You wear a lot of hats in the park. You think of a GM and a lot of people, if they follow only the big leagues or another major sport, they think free agent signings and the trades and such. But how much of your job is involved on what we, the product in the field, and then other things like the on-field promotions and things that go with minor league baseball?
So the two things that we really have no control over are the weather and who is out on the field. And those are usually two of the things that people care most about. So in minor league baseball, the challenge comes from what can you do that you do have control over. And that's why promotions are so fun and ticketing packages and things like that. You know, Brian Cashman is general manager of the Yankees, VP/GM. I'm general manager of the Pulaski Yankees, but we do drastically different things.
Is there a point you'd like to have a greater role? And I guess that would mean not being here with player personnel.
Not really. I'm fascinated by and certainly trying to learn as much as I can about the player development side, but I'm more into the operations, the promotions, the ticketing, and everything that we do handle here on a day-to-day basis. I think that's where my true passion lies. You do see some folks that come in and they'll start in roles trying to, you know, make connections and then see if they can move into the scouting side or player development, but that's just not where I want to end up.
Do you have a particular one idol in this business that you are like, wow, I hope I can do what she's doing? And it, maybe even in minor league baseball or elsewhere, it doesn't even have to be baseball.
Yeah, that's always a tricky question. And honestly, I never think of one specific person, but I can think of specific qualities that I admire in people and try to emulate, you know, like work ethic and the passion that's shown for your job and a willingness to continually learn. And, you know, I despise complacency. So even if you're doing well, you know, there's something you can do better. And that's a blessing and a curse in this industry, where it's like, if you're sitting still, it's what promotion can I be coming up with, or what can I be doing differently? And sometimes that's exhausting, but a lot of times it's exciting. So one person in particular, our former league president, Lee Landers, who obviously is not a woman, so I don't know if that directly answers your question, but he's been an amazing mentor, and he actually just recently retired prior to this past season. But, you know, I really just look at the qualities in people and what make them successful and how I can use that to help myself and help others continue to grow as well.